T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and it's great to be here. And I want to thank our new county executive, P.J. Wendell. I told him I've had great relationships with the county executives of Chautauqua County ever since I've been senator. Whether they were Democrat or Republican doesn't make a darn bit of difference. And I'll expect to continue that with P.J. to help this county in every way that I can. It's a great county, and I'm dedicated to it. I want to thank our fine mayor, who I have worked with in the past, Mayor Rosas, the mayor of Dunkirk. But most of all, I want to thank these folks, our veterans. One of the great things about our country is that men and women will risk their lives for our freedom, our American way of life. And that started at the very beginning of the country, when the patriots put down their plows because they were farmers and took up muskets to create the United States of America and risk their lives for us. They did what Americans for generations afterwards have done. And so I salute our veterans. I want to thank them for our service. I want to thank them for all they have done for us. And I want to thank the members here because they're active in DAV, VFW, American Legion. Well, can't see what your hat is because it's too far away. American Legion, because they continue to work to help veterans and have worked with me and many others over the years to do things for our veterans. So why are we here? Why are we here? Well, and I want to say one more thing about our Vietnam vets in general. So going to Vietnam was really tough. The terrain, the booby traps, everything was really a difficult situation. And when many of these men came home, they were not treated as the heroes that they are. Some of them were vilified. And that was I argued with people then. I would yell at people. I said, I don't care what you think of the Vietnam War. You treat these men as heroes. They've risked their lives for us. And that was one of the most disgraceful chapters in American history, particularly American relationship to veterans. However, because they persisted, all the veterans in future wars in the Middle East, which is the main place we've had them, and Korea before, but the Middle East after, have been treated as heroes, and it's because these folks were steadfast, the Vietnam veterans of America, and we thank them for that as well. So why are we here? Well, when you were in Vietnam, the odds were very high if you were a soldier, if you were a member of the armed forces, that you were exposed to Agent Orange. Agent Orange was a herbicide. It was supposed to, and it was supposed to be helpful because there was a lot of dense foliage and jungles, and the enemy would always hide in those places. And so the herbicide got rid of it. There was some knowledge of it then, but not enough. But in later years, because of the work of the organizations represented by these folks and some of us, the Veterans Administration and the Armed Forces admitted that exposure to Agent Orange could cause some serious illnesses. Diabetes, cancer, leukemia, many other things. And the VA made a presumption that if you were in Vietnam, you were exposed to Agent Orange, and if you got one of these diseases, it was service-related, and that would entitle you to the health care and the compensation and other benefits, including widow's benefits, that service-related injured people got. So that was a good thing. It took a little while, but it was a good thing. Well, now we have discovered that there are new illnesses that are also related to Agent Orange, and we want them put on the presumptive conditions list as well. Four of them. bladder cancer. There's a high rate of bladder cancer among Vietnam vets. That's why. No one knew why before. Hypothyroidism, hypertension, and Parkinson's. They are not on the list right now. But our veterans groups and many others have argued they should be put on the veterans list. And as a result, the VA got the blue ribbon, the gold star, well, I don't know, whatever it is, the best organization to look at this, which is called the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. They did an 18-month study, and they showed that Agent Orange would cause this kind, these four illnesses. And so they went to, and Secretary Shulkin, who was a great VA secretary, we all loved him, all the veterans loved him, the veterans organizations, me. He was appointed by President Trump. He sent a, he decided that the, that we should make these, put these four on the presumptive conditions list. But they weren't. Why? Well, OMB, the head of OMB, a guy named Mulvaney, who's a bean counter, wants to cut everything, just deep sixed it. And no one knew what happened until late January. Because of the organizations they represent and others representing veterans, they got a freedom of information. They got emails that showed that OMB was deep sixing it just for cost reasons alone. That is a disgrace. When these men served, they didn't look at the ASAM calculator and said, this is what it'll cost me to go away. And it's a disgrace, an absolute disgrace, to have our government say that you're not getting the benefits you're entitled to, caused by your service, your brave service overseas, because we want to save a little money. Save money somewhere else. And this is not just a few people. There are 83,000 veterans in the United States who served in Vietnam and have these illnesses. And a good number of them, hundreds, are in Western New York. Because we have, here in Western New York, I had the number here and I can't find it. Well, there are 240,000 New Yorkers and 2 million Americans who served in Vietnam. 32,000 Western New Yorkers served in Vietnam. So the odds are very high that hundreds of them have one of these illnesses. And so we are fighting for them. So I am here to say to OMB, put these four illnesses on the presumptive list, give the veterans the benefits they deserve, and do it fast. Every day, there are veterans passing away of one of these illnesses who served in Vietnam, and the longer they wait, the fewer will be left. So they got to do it right away. What they're doing is cruel. Oh, and let me tell you two other things. I didn't know about this email, but I got into the budget, the last budget we did in December, a language that says the VA has to consult OMB and issue a report as to why this happened. But now we know because we got those emails, so that's a little, we don't need that. But second, 3 weeks ago, I met with the guy at OMB who oversees the VA. His name is Paul Ray. I made in very strong terms to him the argument that they've got to get this done. And he said he would look at it carefully and get back to me in a few weeks. But we're here because we want this to be public. We want people to know. And we wanted to get it done. So with that, I want to call on, do you want to say something, County Executive?
Certainly.
Please, thank you.
I'd just like to thank the Senator for his visit this morning. And as a child of a Vietnam veteran, I think these illnesses are going to be coming forefront as these gentlemen that served are starting to pass away. We need to make sure that they're taken care of. Unfortunately, as they've been said, they were kind of the ones forgotten when they came home. So now with the Senator's help, we need to bring this to the forefront, thanking these men for their service. And yet letting them know that we stand behind them and we protect them in their later years. I stand by the Senator and his statements, and we urge them to add these four conditions to the list. Thank you.
Thank you, County Executive. Mayor, you want to say something?
Certainly. I also want to thank our senator for being here in the city of Dunkirk. I think this is a very important issue. Our veterans are a very special group of people. They need to be taken care of. To know that the VA clinics are not treating these illnesses is, in my opinion, I agree with the senator, a disgrace, and it needs to be fixed. And I applaud our governor or our senator for the efforts. Thank you.
He can have it. And there's the beautiful memorial that our Chautauqua County veterans put up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.